We are on Daf Yud Omid Aleph. We're at the two dots, two, four, six, about seven lines from the bottom of the Omid. So for the next couple of blot, we're going to get into a sugya of mezuzah. It's very interesting. A lot of the halachas of Hilchas Mezuzah are taken from the upcoming sugya. And we begin with a discussion as to whether or not there was or was not a mezuzah on the Lishkas Parhedrin. And we know that Lishkas Parhedrin was only used 7 days out of the year. So it's lacking in kvius. Is that what exactly is the criteria for the chiyuv of mezuzah? How kavur does it need to be? If it's kavur, if it's arai, and so on. From that, the Gemara is going to get into the general sugya of mezuzah, which types of batim are mechuyev in mezuzah. Does it have to be a base dira where you practically live in it? Or is it sufficient that it's ro'oy to be a beis dira, even though people don't live in it? And what about shops? And what about shops for Zman Chazal? What about shops for Zman Hazer? This is all coming up in the sugya. So let's see. Tanur Barer. Kalo lishkes. Shehoyu b'migdash. Loi hoyu lehen mezuzah. Chutz milishkes parhedrin. Shehoyu ba beis dira l'kein gadol. Says the Tanakhama, all of the various chambers which were in the Mikdash, there was no mezuzah with the exception of the Lishkas Parhedrin. Why? Because there was a base dira for the Kohen Gadol. So says the Tanakhama. Amr Rabbi Yehuda, Valei Kama, Lishkis Hayu b'Mikdash, Shehayu lehen base dira, Valei Hayu lehen mezuzah. Meaning there were plenty of Lishkas in the Mikdash where there was a base dira, and there still was no mezuzah on it. So clearly the fact that there is a beis dira, that in and of itself is not enough to be mechayiv. What pshat in the mezuzah on the Lishkas Parhedrin? The Lishkas Parhedrin gezeira haisa. That was a special reason, that was a gezeira, and we will see a bit more about that later on. Now, says the Gemara, my time of the Rabbi Yehuda. So what pshat in Rabbi Yehuda? Meaning, why is it the Rabbi Yehuda says and that there's no obligation to affix a mezuzah, even though it's a makam of dira. So, I'm a rabbi, to some Rabbi Yehuda, kol bayis she'enei asuy li'mei sechama li'mei sagishomim, ein bayis. Says a rabbi, what's pshat in Rabbi Yehuda? Any bayis which isn't made to be used the whole year round, both in the summer months and in the winter months, ein bayis. That's not considered to be the gather of a bayis. Rashi says, eight lines from the bottom, ain't a bayis, v'gabi mezuzah, b'inan bayis chashuv. There's a requirement of bayis, it's got to be a bayis chashuv. And therefore, to the extent that it's only used 7 days out of the year, it's not used the whole year round, it's not considered to be a bayis. That is Rabba b'das Rebbe Yehuda. Esri Abaya. The pasuk says, "V'kesi beis acher ve'al beis hakayitz." So there's a pasuk which mentions a beis acher and a beis hakayitz. It uses the term of bayis in reference to a winter house, and the term bayis in reference to a summer house. You see that something does have the chashivas of bayis, even though it's seasonal, even though it's only used in one season out of the year. So malei nein. That goof is a riot, what I'm saying. Amalei beis chayrif and beis kayitz ikri. Bayis fama le ikri. The very fact that it's called a summer house, a winter house, as opposed to a house, it's because there is some type of a deficiency in the shame bias. It's not really a bias insofar as it's only used for some of the time. And therefore, says a rabbi, I remain with my pshat, that the pshat and review that the reason why he patters the Lishkas Parhedrin from a mezuzah is because it's not made for continual usage. Ezri Abaya, second kasha, Sukkos Chag b'Chag. If you have a Sukkos Chag, during Sukkos, Rabbi Yehuda Mechayiv b'Chachamim Patron. Now, what is the discussion over here? What are we speaking about? Rashi says, Rabbi Yehuda Mechayiv le'inyin ma'aser. The Kaima law in Ein HaTevel Mischayev B'Meiser Milechol Mimenu Achilas Arai Ad Shiyir Pnei Abayis. Meaning, at what stage is Tevel considered to be Asa B'Achilas Arai? only once you bring it in the house. There's a din of Rias Pnei Abayis. Rias Pnei Abayis is a Mechayev. So, Shneim Abiyati HaKodesh Min Abayis. So what does it say? That Sukkah is a Chag B'Chag. Rabbi Yehuda is Mechayev. He says, now there is an obligation to take Meiser. Now there is an Isser of Achilas Arai. Emechachamim Pater. So that's a regular sukkah. So if you bring your grain, your tzvua, your produce into your sukkah, Rabbi Yehuda says that's it. There's an issa achilas arai. The Tani Allah, Rabbi Yehuda mechayiv be'eruv u'b'mezuzah u'b'meiser. Not only is Rabbi Yehuda mechayiv legabi meiser to answer achilas arai, he's also mechayiv in eruv and he's mechayiv in mezuzah. Rashi says, "Be'eruv im psucha lachatzer, sheyesh bashar dirais a seres al kulam im leirva imahen." Meaning, it's considered to be a second place of dira, which would now impose and restrict carrying from a person's private residence into the chatzim shutefis and so on. And so too, he is mechayev in mezuzah. Sagdu Rashi, "Vavol gav de ena suya liyimaisachama uliyimaisagishamim." So again, what is our question? We had a machlekes between the Tanagama and Rabbi Yehuda. The Rabbanin were the ones who said that the Lishkas Parhedrin is a chiyuv mezuzah. Rabbi Yehuda says there's no chiyuv mezuzah on the Lishkas Parhedrin. The Ikra Din, it's just a gzeira ba'alma of sorts. It's some zaitag chiyuv, but it's not the Ikra Din. We said, what's the reason of Rabbi Yehuda? Rabbi said the reason why he patters is because it's not a residence which has lived throughout the year. Fracted by now Akasha, but Rabbi Yehuda is Mechayev on Sukkot Achag. It's also only a 7-day residence. But nevertheless, he's Mechayev in Eruv, in Mezuzah, and in Meiser. Now, the Chitayimah Midrabanan, and maybe you want to say, okay, there's a difference. Meaning beforehand, the discussion was, is the Lishkas Parhedrin Mechayev in Mezuzah Midiraisa? And in that review, they said no. And now, in the case of Sukkot Chag B'Chag, maybe when review says it is mechuyev in mezuzah, it means to say it's only mechuyev midrabanan. So maybe I'll say that mechideim midrabanan. So bishlam eruv u'mezuzah iklamim midrabanan. Right, eruv v'chatzeris by definition is only midrabanan, and maybe by mezuzah, it's also only going to be mechuyev midrabanan. So Bishlam Erev Mizuzik Lameimer Midrabanan El Meiser Meikal Lameimer Midrabanan. When he says that there's an Issa Achilas Arai and it's Mechuyev in Meiser, are you going to tell me it's only Mechuyev in Meiser Midrabanan? If you say so, Dilma Osi Lafrushe Menachiv Alaptur Uminaptur Lachiv. I mean, there's going to be complications and there's going to be mix-ups. There's going to be a confusion as to being Mafresh Menachiv Alaptur. Important tesis over here, where tesis here discusses why should we necessarily say that. I mean, there's many places in Shas that we say something is mechuyev in meisim with the rabbanan, and we know it's meaning is it a halachic impossibility to be mechuyev something in meisim with the rabbanan? Every time you're mechuyev in meisim with the rabbanan, do we automatically have this problem? You're going to be mafish menachiyev al aptur. And tesis says, in certain situations where it's clear that because of the nature of that particular situation that's not going to happen, we're not so concerned. But other times, we are concerned. This is their discusses together. I'll call upon him. Be that as it may, we are saying that it doesn't make sense to say that the Chiyuv over here is only Dirabanan by Mezuzah, because it also mentions Meiser. And here it seems to be the Chiyuv of Meiser is Diraisa. So therefore, Abaya rejects Rabba's Hezber of Rabbi Yehuda. So we're still trying to understand Pshat in the Machlekes Rabbanan and Rabbi Yehuda. The Rabbanan say the Lishkas Parhedrin is Mechuyev in a Mezuzah, and Rabbi Yehuda says it's Potem in a Mezuzah Be'etzem Yekradin. That's just a Gzeira Ba'alma, why it needs one. So what is the Pshat? What's the reason of Rabbi Yehuda? So we say like this. El Am Rabbaya, Pshat's like this. B'Sheva Dukuli Amalei Pligi de Mechayva. Really, I'll tell you, the 7 days that the Kohen Gadol is in the Lishkas Parhedrin, Avada, everyone is mechayiv mezuzah. Everyone, even Rabbi Yehuda says, you have to put a mezuzah on mi'ikr hadin. Says at the top Rashi, Alam Rabaya b'shivis yamim shel prisha le'ipalig Rabbi Yehuda. The vaday mechayiv dumi de sukkah. Rabbi Yehuda is mechayiv and a mezuzah. Dumi de sukkah. 7 days that the Ken Gadol is there, there's an obligation. Meshiva de kuli amalei pligi de mechayva. Ki pligi b'shar yamayis hashana. The machlekes between the Rabbanan and Rabbi Yehuda is the rest of the year. Rabbanan savri gazarin and shar yamayis hashana atu shiva. The Rabbanan say we make a gzera the rest of the year, and we're mechayiv gzera midrabbanan atu, the first set atu the 7 days. Review this over lekas reading. And Rabbi Yehuda says, we don't make the gzera. We don't make the gzera. So let's just go back and kind of review and look at the words of the Brice and see how this fits in. Again, we started today, the two dots, Tan Rabban and Kala Lishkis, Shahiba Migdish, Laihoyla and Mezuzah, Chutz Milishkis Parhedrin, Shahiba Beis Dir Lekein Gadol. That was the Rabbanin. Rabbi Yehuda, So Abai is now saying, what's Pshat Rabbi Yehuda? Vada Rabbi Yehuda is mechayiv in those 7 days. But the rest of the time, the rest of the year, he's not mechayiv you. So how do you deal with a lashon? Meaning if the Rabbanim make gzeira the rest of the year, atu the 7 days. And Rabbi Yehuda says, you don't make gzeira. But the words of Rabbi Yehuda are, Ela lishkas mahajin gzeira haisa. So, and how does that work? So Rashi comes to the rescue over here. Rashi says, Ki pligi b'shayi mei sashana, Rabbanan savri gazrin in shayi mei sashana atu shiva. So again, according to the Rabbanan, 7 days of prisha, there's a chiv mezuzah. The rest of the year, there's a chiv midrabbanan mitam gzeira. Rabbi Yehuda Sava Legazrinan, Ela Lishkas Parhedrin, Mishnah Legazrinan, Ela Lishkas Parhedrin, Mishayim is Hashana, Hayolam Izuza Kidei Shitahimu Zekis Lakol Yedea Kibes Dira Gemura. The whole reason why the Lishkas Parhedrin had a mezuzah the rest of the year is not really a gzera, or like it's a different type of gzera. It's more like a Maris Ayin type of sorts. So the people would look at it and view it and say, "Shetei mochzekes lakol yedea kebeis dira gemura." Shle yemru al kayen beshivis hime aprisha bebeis huasurin chavush. People shouldn't say, "Well, the kain gadol is in a prison. He's in a place where there's no mezuzah. It's like he's in a prison. Hence there is no mezuzah." So it comes out the way Rashi and Taisa speaks this out a little bit more mafurish. That comes out like this. According to Abaya, the Rabbanan say, everyone says, the 7 days of Prisha from the 3rd of Tishrei till Yom Kippur, there's a chiyuv mamish of mezuzah. The Rabbanan say there's a chiyuv de Rabbanan the rest of the year. Gzeira atu the 7. Rabbi Yehuda doesn't make a gzeira atu. But he has like another gzera, which is more like a maris ayin type of gzera, so that people shouldn't say if there's no mezuzah the rest of the year, they'll say, oh, this is clearly not really a beis dira. It's like a prison where there's no obligation to have mezuzah, and it's like he's being placed in prison, and it's kind of pasnished for people to be saying this about the kohen gadol, and therefore only for that zaitik reason would there be a mezuzah on the lishkas parhedrin the rest of the year.
Why in prison, huh?
The question is, why is there no chibas is in a prison? So we're going to get to the Gemara, is going to discuss it in a minute, about is there a concept of how do we view a dira bal karcha? Is a dira bal karcha shma dira, or is it le shma dira? Meaning, everyone agrees that the basic chib of mezuzah is dira. And like we said, we're going to see a very interesting discussion, Machlekes, Rav Kahana, and Rav Yehuda. This thing of dira, which is the mechayiv for mezuzah, is it a din in practical dira, or is it this is a place which has the capacity, the ability for dira? nafkamina, let's say if you have, we're going to be speaking about a stable or a base of heaven, a place where you, base of oitza, a place where you store your grain, your wine, your straw, and what have you. This is a place where you could live. You might not choose to live there for various reasons, but you could live there. What about a place which is filled with the zevel of the animals? So that could be more antithetical to the concept of dira and less of a mechayiv. So too, there's a discussion if a person is placed somewhere against their will, and you stick them in this place, you stick them in prison, is that really called a dira? Am I living there, or am I being kind of incarcerated? Is incarceration the same thing as living? And there's living, and there's, you know, being incarcerated. So we're going to get into that also. Al-Kavanim, that is Abaye's explanation of why Rabbi Yehuda says you're potter in the Lishkas Parhedrin, you're potter for the rest of the year. But Avado, says Abaye, for those 7 days you're mechuyev. Good. That's what we say. So one more time, till and then. Elam Rabbi the Shiva the Kuli Amalei Pligi the Mechayve Ki Pligi the Shayim Hashana Rabbanin Sarvi Kazrinin Shayim Hashana Ata Shiva Rabbi the Sarva Lei Kazrinin. But it's more like a Zaitika reason, which we're also kind of calling a Gzera. Amalei Rava. 1 second. V'ha Sukkas Chag B'Chag K'tani. But we learned Sukkas Chag B'Chag. Rashi says Upatri Rabbanin. The Rabbanin Pater a Sukkah. From a mezuzah. O Patri Rabbanan, Alma b'shiva nami ikra laman de potar. You, Abaye, want to say that for the 7 days of Prisha, everyone agrees that you're mechuyev and the machlekes is only after 7 days. But we had a machlekes, Rebbe Yehuda and the Rabbanan. Is there a chiyuv mezuzah on Sukkos? And the Rabbanan say there's no chiyuv mezuzah on Sukkos. So you see that being in a place for 7 days, there clearly is a shita which patters you. So just like the Rabbanu would patter you when it comes to a sukkah, maybe there should also be a reason to patter you in the Lishkas Parhedrin. There's definitely a daya which patters if you're there for only 7 days. Amri Abayva, sukkahs chag b'chag katani. Elam Rava, shots like this. B'shar yivayis hashana kuli amalei pligi de ptura. The rest of the year, Lishkas Parhedrin is exempt. Ki pligi b'shiva, this sukkah. Meaning there's going to be two machlekes in. There's going to be one machlekes as to is the rechiv mezuzah in the Lishkas Parhedrin during the 7 days of Prisha. One machlekes, Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbanan. There the Rabbanan say yes, and Rabbi Yehuda will say no. And then there's going to be another machlekes by sukkah. Is a sukkah mechiv in mezuzah? There the Rabbanan say no, and Rabbi Yehuda says yes. The opposite. Keep ligi v'shiva. The sukkah time alachod, the lishka time alachod. Chagaz is by the 7 days, and there's a separate machlekes by sukkah, separate machlekes by lishka. Meaning, sukkah time alachod. Review de la tamei, the armor sukkah deus kvabuinen. We know there is a machlekes, famous machlekes between the Rabbanin and Rabbiuda. Do we say sukkah deus arai, sukkah deus kva? What is the nature of the sukkah? On the one hand, it's for 7 days. The 7 days, the description is the kviyas. Does it give halachic definition that it must be a diras arai, which is the rabbanon, which is how we paskin? Or Rabbi Yehuda says no, sukkah diras kvaboyinon. So to the extent that shits Rabbi Yehuda says sukkah diras kvaboyinon, so this is considered to be a mokum kavua umachayvam mezuzah. Hence, Rabbi Yehuda is mechayvam mezuzah by sukkah. Rabbanan Tamayu, the Amri Sukkah Diras Arabayinan. The Rabbanan Shita is no Sukkah Diras Arabayinan. And if so, Valoy Mechaiva B'mezuzah. So that is the standalone Machlekes Legavi Sukkah. Rabbi is Mechaiv, Lishita Soy, the Rabbanan Pater Lishita Sam. What about by the Lishkas Parhedrin? The Rabbanan Mechaiv and Rabbi the Paters, Valishka Taim Alachot. Rabbanan Savri, Dira Balkarcha, Shma Dira. Rabbanan Savri, Savar, Dira Balkarcha, Lishma Dira. That is the Machlekes. Meaning, according to Rabbi Yehuda, we take this Kohen Gadol and we say, I'm sorry, like it or not, you're coming with us for 7 days. We're going to take you to the Lishkas Parhedrin. You have to go there. He quite might might prefer to stay home and be with his wife, and so on. We take him against his will, and we're mechayiv him to be in the Mishkas Sanhedrin. And Rabbi Yehuda says, Dira bal karacha lay shma dira. Umidra bodin hu tkinu lash lay yimru kin gadol chavish bebeis hasurin. And the only reason why we place a mezuzah there is mitam gzeira, like the lashon de brisa. It's just a gzeira that people shouldn't say, oh, we're equating the place of the kohen gadol to our prison. Right? That's like some mafreshim say it's a gnai, it's a bizoyin for the kohen gadol, even though he doesn't necessarily want to be there. But it's a bizoyin that people should be murmuring and saying that he is in a place which is akin to a beis hasurin. So the kids are going with Rava, reading the braisa one final time. We would read the braisa. Tan Rava nekala lishkes shayi b'mikdash lo yoylen mezuzah chutz milishkes padun shayi b'beis dira. The kohen gadol, I it's a dira bal karcha. The rabbanan sheet is dira bal karcha shma dira. Amr Yehuda v'ali kama lishkes shayi b'mikdash shayilen beis dira v'lo yoylen mezuzah. And the dira bal karcha is lo shma dira. Ela lishkas panhedrin gzeira haisa. It was the reason. Punct specifically over there, they made it. They said you should have it, so the people should not say that the place where the kohen gadol is resting is kain a beis hasurin of sorts. Good. Wanted to mention one thing over here. Yeah. There is a in the Torah in Reish Pei Vav. So it says like this: Sukkos Chag b'Chag, v'Habayis shebesfina, v'Hachanuyos shebeshvakim, p'turim. So a Sukkos Chag b'Chag. This is the Machlokes Rabban and Rabbi Yehuda. Is Pater. We'll leave Habayis shebesfina for now, but we'll focus a little bit on Hachanuyos shebeshvakim also. And these are places which are potter from a mezuzah. Says the Beit Yosef, Sukkos Chag b'Chag, Perkam of the Yuma, the Afyodim Beis, plugged to the review of the Rabbanan, Valach the Rabbanan, the Patri, the Taima Mishum, the Rachmana, Amar Beisecha, Shehidiras Kavat, it's got to be Kavua, Lafuki Sukkah, Shehidiras Arai. So, Paskins the Tor, and the Shulchan Aruch, that a Sukkah is exempt from a mezuzah because it is Arai. And so too, Abai Shebesfina, a room on the cruise, on the ship, is also considered to be Arai, and so to Hanuyos Shebeshvakim. Shops in the street are Potter. Shops in the street are Potter. Now, it's very interesting. The Prisha says over here the following. He says, Hanuyos Shebeshvakim Paturin Dechsiv Beisecha Shu Diras Kvar Lafuki Eilu Shem Diras Arai. Venira Shedebizman Azeh Eilu Chadorim Hanikroyim Klitan Chayavim Vitzarachian. So, not quite sure exactly what these klitan are, but he says that there's shops and there's certain shops. When the Torah said that the Hanuyos Shebeshvakim are Pturim, doesn't necessarily mean categorically every single retail shop is Pater Be'etzim. He says this which we have nowadays are Chayiv, and he ends off with Eitzarachian. So the Shulchan Aruch, again, over here in Yud Aleph, he says the same thing, because Chag B'Chag, Abai Shebesfina, Hanuyos Shebeshvakim, are Pturim, and so on. Says the Taz, the Lav Diris Ninhu, Zag the Taz, and again, it's very relevant for a retail shop, as man is there. We know a lot of retail shops nowadays, they do put up a mezuzah, and it's a question, you know, with a bracha, without a bracha, what does it depend on? Says the Taz, nearly, Afilu Yeshim Behem, Bechol Yoim, Pturim, the cave and the enam shom belayla bekri arai, meaning what is considered to be kvius if you're there at night. And I'll bring you a tzushtel from Chayshin Mishpat Simin Kuf Mem Linyan Hazaka and so on. Says the Taz of a priest and he exhibits our here. So clearly, if the priest was speaking about a shop which you're there every single day, and the priest blibes with its arachin, sak the Taz on his daiti nira kamish chasavti. And he says it's not similar to a base hateven, a place where you store straw, oitzar, the sham Tashmish Hashayichlai. There, in theory, you could do something. And Ein Chilek Bein Yem Lalayla, Ken Nirli Ava Chanus. So Bekitza the Taz says, a regular shop, but you're not there at night, you are going to be potter from a mezuzah. Rav Gevager brings this drisha. He just quotes the drisha. Seemingly Rav Gevager also is a bit bothered. The Pesachim Tshuva says over here, also interesting, he quotes from the Sefer Yad Haktana al Rambam, and he asks and he says, the im yesh bechanus eiz eschera hamunach sham tamid havli mamish beis ha'oitzer. What is the difference between a storehouse, which is machuiv in a mezuzah, and a shop, which you keep your stuff there? Maishna eiz the im yesh bechanus eiz eschera hamunach sham tamid havli mamish beis ha'oitzer af im efana eschera misham balayl, even if you take it out at night. People are there the whole day. And so on. So what must be pshat in the Torah? Who pater shops from mezuzahs? The hell of the kavanah of Torah. The Shulchan Aruch. The chanuyeh she'asuyin b'yom ha'shukah. It's like a fair where they just erect a temporary shop. But a kavodik shop, which we have, that he wants to say you're machuyev. And you know, again, there's a discussion nowadays if people eat in the shop and the mamish use it and so on. We are more noted to say that there's an obligation to fix a mezuzah. Okay. I'm so sorry, I cannot hear. Maybe my volume is turned down. Yeah, one more time.
Sorry, how come part of the decision is not about sleeping? Because sometimes about Kevin, it's about sleeping.
Well, we saw if you're there at night. You know, if you're there at night, usually people would sleep at night. So according to the psalm, it has to do with, you know, if you're just there during the day and you're not there at night at all, then that is the distinction which is made. Some say it's not necessarily din in sleeping, it's more, you know, if you're eating there the whole day, then that is also sufficient. But we're going to see some more pratim in this.
Is the office required?
So, yeah, that we're going to, I hope we're going to come to that also, but there's going to be a similar discussion. If a person eats in their office, you know, then that would also be, even though they're not, you know, one hopes one doesn't have to sleep in the office too much, but, you know, if one eats in the office, then also they would. Okay, let's see. Says the man, Tana Laha, the Tana Rabban. Who is the Tana of the following braisa? Kol ha-sha'arim shahayu sham lo yahaya lehem mezuzah chutz mishar nekenar. So what does it say? It says all of the sha'arim which were there, they did not have a mezuzah, with the exception of Shar Nekenor as our girsa. Others have a different girsa. Shar Mayim shelefnim mimenu lishkas parhedrin. The reason why there was a mezuzah on the Shar HaNikanor, the Shar HaMayim, was because that led to the Lishkas Parhedrin. So who is the Tana of that? Says the Gemara, Leimo Rabbon, and he will let Rabbi Yehuda. L'chero, we're going to have to say that this is going like the Rabbon, and not like Rabbi Yehuda. The E Rabbi Yehuda, he go for Gzeira. The Lishkas Parhedrin is only mechuyev in mezuzah mitam gezera. The people shouldn't say that it's like a prison. Va'anon nekum v'nigzar gezera l'gzera. We should now go and we should be mechuyev a mezuzah to the Shar Nikanor, the Shar Hamayim, because that leads into the Shar Nikanor. And so I'm going to be mechuyev an outer Shar because it leads to another place which is only mechuyev mitam gzeira. That would be a gzeira l'gzeira. Elamai says, well, we have to say it's going like the Rabbanin, and it's not going like Rabbi Yehuda. Says the Gemara, lav dafka, filu tema Rabbi Yehuda, kula chada gzeiri. And we can say it's going like Rabbi Yehuda, and we'll say it is one gzeira, and like we know, according to some Rishonim, the gather of kula chada gzeira is if it was made the maimed echad. If at one time they said, we are going to aser X, and we're going to aser Y, and Z, and so on, even though Y and Z seem to be an extension, but if it was done, the Maimed Echa, that's considered to be one Gzeira, or sometimes we say, like the Lashon of the Gemara, the Eloi Ha, Le Mekayim Ha, and so on. That's what the Gemara says. There's an interesting Kasha, the Ritza asks, and we touched upon this in Tesis before. The Ritza is going on the words, where his gear says Palhedrin. The Imtaimar, the cave and the Lefnim Hemenu, he. So if this is the Lishkas Palhedrin is within the Shar Nikanar and so on, Hare here Medes Vemachne Shechina. It is within the Machne Shechina. Veilu Vemachne Shechina, a Yeshiva. The Kolche Kin Shechiva. So how is one allowed to sit, let alone sleep, in the Lishkas Parhedrin, Ein Yeshiva, Bazara, Ela, Lamalchus, Lamalcha, Beis David, Bilvad. You're not allowed to sit, let alone sleep. So we saw before in Tesis, what Tesis said, answered this question by saying that even though it's within the Azara, but it's Pesuach Lechol. And if it's Pesuach Lechol, it's Mutter. The Ritva says a very interesting answer. The Ritva says like this, V'yesh Leimer, the Shiny Hacha, meaning he's not going that it's Pasuch L'chol. It's Taka Kodesh, and it's Pasuch L'Kodesh, and so on. So the Ritva V'yishlema, the Shani Hacha, the Mitchilas Asiyasa, Hoysa L'kach, V'loinis Kadsha, Kishar Hu'azara. Like originally when they were Makadish, they held back on the Kedusha of the Lishkas Parhedrin in order to facilitate a place where the Kohen Gadol could be in that 7-day period. Very, very interesting answer. Good. Tan Rabbanan, we get right in the sugya of mezuzah. Tan Rabbanan, bisharecha. It says, al mezuzas v'secha, u'bisharecha, on your shar. Echad shari batim, echad shari chatzeris, echad shari medines, echad shari ayoris. It says, an obligation of a mezuzah on the shar of your house, your chatzer, your medina, and your ear. So we say like this: Yesh ben. Some take out the word chayva. Yesh ben mitzvah lamakim. There is an obligation of a mitzvah to the place where you're going into. It's a shar to something else. Mishum shenemar uchsav tam al mezuzas beisecha uvisharecha. So that is the brayis which is mechayev shari batim, chatzeres, medines, and ayoris. So Amalei Abayler of Saffron, Hani Avayli de Mechayz de Maitamalei Avdalu Rabbanu Mezuzah. What is pshat in the Avayli de Mechayz? In the Avayli de Mechayz, I was gonna do a diagram and post it. I forgot to upload it. But basically, it's like this: the Avayli de Mechayz. Basically, you would have at the entrance. Let me see if I can bring it up. At the entrance of one of the entrances of Mechayza, there we go. This is what we're dealing with over here. If you can see that, so you've got the street. Anyone can see that? So basically, you've got the entrance to one of the entrances to Mechayza, and there was like an archway, and then there was a little house on top. And Lamaisa, it is an opening, it is an entrance, and there was no mezuzah which was placed there. So ask the Baya to Rav Safra, Hani Avayli de Mechayza, my timely Avdu Lahu Rabbanan Mezuzah. Why did the Rabbanan not make a mezuzah on it? Rashi says three lines down, Shari Ir Shishma Machuza, Vahayu Ruban Yisrael. So why did they not make a mezuzah? We just said a brisa, Sharecha, Sharibatim, Hatzeirais, Medinais, Ayarais. This is one of the entrances to Machaiza. There should have been a mezuzah. So Amar Lei Hanu Chizuk Lakara Dekubi Hu Davidi. He says, well, you know, this entrance is really just kind of a support for the Shomer's house, which is on top. So that's the reason why. if you look at Rashi, it runs down Lakara Dekubi Binyan Bonu Aleihen. There was like a little house which was built on top of it, the Nikra Kubi. It's just to strengthen the house. Well, for that, in and of itself, there should be a requirement. Rashi says, okay, you want to tell me that the fellow lives on top, so then it's still a shar to get to that place. So however you slice it, there should still be a chiyuv mezuzah. The ha is ba dira l'shemer. Makar de gufa gufa tiboy mezuzah. The ha is ba dira l'shemer beis asurin. Because there is a dira there for the shemer beis asurin. The ha tanya beis haknesses. Even though beis haknesses is exempt from a mezuzah, beis haknesses she yeish boi beis dira l'chazan haknesses. If there's a beis dira for the gabbai of the shul, chayav is b'mezuzah, because the entrance of the shul is like a beis shar for the bayis of the chazan haknesses. So too, this should also be similar to that. So Elam Rabaya, you know why they must not have placed a mezuzah on the entrance to Mechaza? Elam Rabaya Mishum Sakana. It must be because of Sakana. Let's just see Rashi first. Rashi says, Mishum Sakana Shalo Yoimar Hamelech Kshafim Asisem Bishari Iri. The king should not be suspicious of them and say, hey, what is it that you're doing? You place this amulet, this writing by the entrance of my city, and therefore Midin Sakana, that is the reason why they parted. Mishum Sakana. D'tanya.
As far as Ben HaKnesset is concerned, we don't have a mezuzah because you got Sefer Torah, you got so many mezuzot.
Well, that's not the reason why. We wouldn't say that. If you remember, Korach had a taina of Bayis, Mali, Svarim, right? That's going to be part of a mezuzah. That's not a reason to pater. So it's not because of that.
Just an argument of
Korach. I'm sorry?
Just an argument of Korach.
Correct. yeah. So good. So we said, the reason why we don't do it is because to place a mezuzah at the entrance of the shar of a mechaza would be a sakana. D'tanya, mezuzah a yachid nivdekis pamayim b'shavua. The shorabim pamayim b'yoyvel. Now this is a fascinating din. The mezuzah of an individual needs to be checked twice every 7 years, and of a rabbim twice in 50 years. The Amar Rabbi Yehuda, we'll see why in a minute. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Maisa v'Artzavin Echad. There was a story with Artzavin Echad. Rashi says, Shema Ish. Some say this was the name of his profession. Shahaya Boidik Mezuzas Peshuka Elyon Shal Tzipirin. He was checking mezuzas in the upper shuk of Tzipiri. O Motzei Kazdar Echad. And one of the officers found him. Vinafamimenu, 11 zuz, and he find him 1,000 zuz. So we're saying over here, let's take a look at Rashi, because there's a couple of difficulties over here. Let's see Rashi. Rashi says, Nivdekis. What's the reason why it's Nivdekis? Shema Nirkava Einignava. Why is it being checked? Because maybe it became rotten or it was stolen. Now it's very important to mention, Rashi says, And this, the Pesach Yeshiva quotes the Chassam Sefer and others who say, this is very important. Let's say you check your mezuzahs. So twice every 7 years, you check. Let's say one L, you say, right, I haven't checked my mezuzahs for a few years. So do you need to be an expert? Do you need to take your mezuzahs to a Sefer to be checked? Says the Chassam Sefer, no, you don't. Because Rashi is already saying over here that the reason why you're checking is to see if it became rotten. So Zakt Rashi, like this, Zakt Chassam Sefer, it's in Simon Reish Pe Gimel, where the Pesachi Tshuva quotes this Chassam Sefer. He says that you're not checking it to see if it was written properly, or to see if there's Chaseiros and Yeseiros, extra letters or lacking letters. You're not checking for that. Shazu habadika koydim shayik be'enahi. That was done, but that bedika was done presumably before you fixed the mezuzah to your doorpost. Ella nivdekis shemen nimchak oy nitashtesh mechsav ha'isyeis oyish nizbala ar shalom machmas mayim. You're just seeing if it's worn away or if there's been any water damage and so on. Zog v'chsam sefer. Well, if he's a loy boy, she yivdik aysam mumcha habaki b'chaseres v'yaseres. You don't need to take your mezuzah to a sefer. Ela kol adam yachol abodkoi. Anyone can go ahead and check it. Because you're not checking to see if there's letters missing. You're just checking to see if it's been smudged, erased, worn away, and the like. That is what Chassam Sefer says. And when you think about it, it's very meduik in Rashi. Because that's what Rashi says. It's nivdekes shemen nirkava oynignava. You just want to see if it's been stolen or if it's gotten rotten. Yeah, 100%. Question is, would we say the same thing by tefillin? It's the same thing. We're not concerned. We're not checking to see if it was written properly the first time or chaseres v'yaseres. That you do initially the first time. It's to see if it was nirkav or if it was nignav. Now, Rashi says, what's the reason why mezuzah shel rabbim are only checked twice every yovel? Why? Why? What's the difference? So Rashi says a very interesting reason. Zog Rashi, pamayim b'yovel, kol davar shehu shel rabbim ein latriach alav harbi. Sheim tatricham yehei kol echad oimer yasu chaveirai. You know, once you're going to start to put pressure on the rabbim, they're going to say, you know what, someone else will do it. I'm not interested in doing it. Someone else will do it. That's what Rashi learns. Perek the Tzitzis HaRosh, Perek the Ritzvah, that doesn't make sense, that reason. Zok the Rosh, Leinahira, the Inkein, Mas Shayach Lasuye Ahach Uvda the Artavun. So why are you bringing this Meister with Artavun, who the sergeant, the officer, chapped him and fined him? You know, if it has to do with an inyan of not being matriach, you know. So what does it have to do with that? So he says, v'nir mafarish the time of mishum sakana, mishum the bishal rabim ika pirsim tfei, im yivdeku atadir yavi hadavar de sakana. Meaning to the extent that something is being done for the sake of the rabim, oh, people are going to hear about it, and the goyim will find out, oh, you have a mezuzah, what's going on? And there's an element of sakana, and based on that, we bring this raya, we bring the maisa with artavon and so on. Good. So that is that. So again, we said over here in this price that from Bisharech we learn Sharibatim Chatzeres, Medines, Ayares, there is an obligation, and we said the reason why there was no mezuzah, the entrance of Mechaza, Rabbi said is because of sakana, and we say when there's an element of sakana for the rabbim, then we don't do it. Says the Gemara, Prek the Gemara Kashav, Amar Belazar, Shluvi Mitzvah, Ein Nizaykin. What is this business? But you're going to do a mitzvah. You're going to check and see the kashrus of the mezuzah. Why are we concerned for sakana? What about our cloud of Shluchim Mitzvah Ein Nizaykin? And the Gemara says in Kedushin, Loi Bahali Chasin, Loi Bahazi Rasin. Says the Gemara, Hecha the Kaviyah Hezeka Shiny. In a case where the Hezek is Kavua, or sometimes we find the Lashon of if it's Shchiach Hezeka, then it is different. So if the Hezek is common, or the Hezek is Kavua, that is a different story. And then we are concerned about potential Sakana. What's the raya, the chsiv? Kadosh Baruch Hu tells Shmuel to go and anoint David. And the Yemer Shmuel, and how did Shmuel respond? Eich Eilech, v'shom Shol v'hageni. How could I go? Shmuel will hear that I'm going to anoint David. and he will go and kill me. Which is an amazing thing. HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'chvei de batzvi told Shmuel to go, and he's saying, but, you know, if I go, Shaul's going to kill me. V'yeimar Hashem, so Hashem needs to tell him and respond, Eglas Bakar Tikach B'yadecha. So you take an egel, V'amar Telezbech L'Hashem Abbas, you just say you're coming to be Makrib Karbonis. Fine. Good. So that is the end of that. Good. Slightly new piece. Tani Rivkahana Kamei de Rav Yehuda. And here we're going to see a very important Yosefistic Machlekes into the Havana of the Mechayiv of Mezuzah. So Rav Kahana set over a Braisa in front of Rav Yehuda. And the Braisa reads as follows. Beis HaTeven, Beis HaBakar, Beis HaEitzim, Beis HaEitzim, Beis HaEitzreis, Peturim Min HaMezuzah. Mipnei Shanashim Ne'oseis Behen. So we mentioned four places, a place where they keep straw, or where there's cattle, or where they store wood, or where they store other things. These four places are exempt from mezuzah. Why? Mipnei Shanashim Ne'oseis Behen. Because these are places where the women beautify themselves. Now, says the Gemara, what does this mean? My Ne'oseis. What does it mean they beautify themselves? Rechtes. So first we touch, that it means rechtes. So Rav Kahana is saying over the Braisa, and he's saying pshat in Mipnei Shanashim Ne'oseis means because the women bathe there. So it comes out according to this. Let's see Rashi in the middle of the page. My Ne'oseis rechtes. Ne'oseis Lashon Hana. Umishum demokin ginayu. So let's think what's going on over here. You have places which are not inherently places of dira, as in it's not a place where human beings live. It's a storehouse, it's a shed, it's a stable, it's a pantry of sorts. Why do we patter? Because Zakter of Kahana, because women bathe in these places. And women at times are naked in these places. Ah, it's because of that. That's why these places are exempt from a mezuzah, because there are nashim arumais, mashma. If there would not be nashim arumais, the fact that it's a storehouse, it's a shed, it's a granary, it's a this, it's a that, that's not a reason to pater from a mezuzah. That is the way Rav Kahana learns the braisa. Amalei Rav Yehuda, one second, time of the Rechtzeis. You're telling me the only reason why there's a Ptur is because of Rechtzeis. Is that the reason why time of the Rechtzeis Hostama Chayovin? That Minastam, you would be Mechayiv? Implying that you, Rav Kahana, understand that the Chiyuv of Mezuzah is lavd after a place where you actually live, but rather a place where you could live. A place which is Oymed, or could be used for Dearest Adam. Motanya, but we learned Refes Bakar, Pturimin Mezuzah. Didn't we learn that a Refes Bakar, a stable, is exempt from a Mezuzah? So, what's going on? Why, according to you, is a Refes Bakar exempt from a Mezuzah? So, Ella. My Ne'oseis, it's got to be a different shot. Miskashtis. Ne'oseis means that women adorn themselves. They put on jewelry and makeup. It's not that they bathe there. It's not because they're naked there and so on. And this is the way you need to understand the Braisa. V'hachik tani. Afal pi sha'anoshim miskashtis behen. Even though the women are miskashet. And you might have thought that the fact that they put their besamim there, that is enough to make it into a Beis Dira, Peturim, nevertheless, they're Pater. That is not enough to make it into a Beis Dira. So it comes out, we have a very Yisleidistik Machlekes between Rav Kahana and Rav Yehuda as to what is the Geder of the Mechayiv in Mezuzah. According to Rav Kahana, a place which could be used for Dira, a place which could be used for Dira, that is enough of a Mechayiv for Mezuzah. They don't need to actually be living there. As long as this is a place where they could live, they are going to be obligated. Whereas Rav Yehuda says, no. you actually practically need to be living there. And what the Brisa is coming to say is that even a place like a shed, where a woman at times might go in there to put her makeup on, and you might have thought that's considered to be enough to say that she's living there, still you're going to be exempt. Still you're going to be exempt. That is the machlokes between Rav Yehuda and Rav Kahana. There's an important thesis over here, which the Chronim Paskin Ladina thesis says, V'tanya refes bakar p'turim min azuzah, teimali leimahi airi kishanashim reichtsis bay. Maybe the only reason why the stable is a place which is part of the mezuzah is because women bathe there, and it's because of the nakedness. That is the exemption. The berefes bakar ein anashim reichtsis. Women don't bathe in the stables, in the place where the cattle are. The dafke beis habakar, if it's just a place where it's a beis habakar, it's a place where it's beis habakar del el dahinu she'osui labakar. Av ein mamidin babeim is bekviyis. You don't keep the animals there on a constant basis. There nashim reichtsis boy. Av refes bakar mashma she'emid bei bakar bekviyis v'umaluchluch bezevel habakar. Ein nashim reichtsis boy. It's a very important distinction made in Tesis in that we need to know how dirty the place is. Is it possible? Is it a place where a person could live? Is it viable? Could a person live there? Could you say, this is a chazushtal? This is a place which is filled with lichloch. It's filled with zevel. No one could live here. Al kaponim kum days, we have a machlekes. According to Rav Kahana, as long as it's a place where you could live, even though you don't, you're going to be obligated to mezuzah. What's going to patter you if women bathe there and they're naked? So then it's like a bathroom, it's like a bathhouse, and that patters. According to Rav Yehuda, no. It's got to be a place where you actually live. And the Brice is saying, you might have thought that because the women nip in there once in a while to put their makeup on, you might have thought that's considered to be enough to say that they live there. Come ask from the Brice, so. That they don't. That is the machlokes between Rav Kahana and Rav Yehuda. Good. So, how many Rav Kahana? Vishanosh miskashtis ben p'turin. Do you want to tell me a place where women go and put their makeup on is going to be patur mezuzah? Latanya, Rav is bakar p'turin mezuzah. A Rav is bakar is exempt from mezuzah. Vishanosh miskashtis ba chayev is be mezuzah. We have this Stam Braisa, which says that a place where the women go to put their makeup on is a Chiyuv Mezuzah. Well, not clear the question is, even if it's a Refes Bakar, I'm not sure. I would have thought possibly it's a different place. They wouldn't go into Refes Bakar. But the point is, if it is a place, certainly seems to be referring to a place which doesn't naturally lend itself to Dira, but women will actually go in there to put makeup on. So that is enough to be Mechayiv Ella. Zaktiv Kahana, Ela Ma'iz V'Chol Ameima Miskashtis Tanoi. So I'm showing you and I'm proving to you that the very fact that women put makeup on is enough to say the Zechiyah Mezuzah, at least according to one opinion in the Tanoim, and in which case you're forced to say it's a Machlekes Tanoim. If so, L'Didinami Stama Tanoi. Even a stam place, a stam shed, a stam beis ha-tevin, a stam beis ha-oitzer, a place which in theory you could live in if you were hard up, that's also enough. And that's also maybe a machlokes tanaim. The Tanya. Pasuk says a beis secha. We say beis ha miyuchad lecha, prat, le beis ha-tevin, le beis ha-bakar, le beis ha-etzim, le beis ha-oitzer, yishuptim, yimene zuzah. Tanya kava patras all those types of places. Whereas v'yesh mechayivin. There's a Yesh Mechayim, which says all of these places are places which in theory you could live if you chose, and therefore it's enough to be Mechayiv. You're like Rav Kahana said. Everyone agrees, Be'emes Amru, Beis HaKisei, Ubeis HaBursiki, Ubeis HaMerchatz, places where there is either a place of nudity, or there's a bad smell, Beis HaTfilah, V'Shanoshim, the Oisis Behen, these places are Pturim min ha-mezuzah. So, says the Gemara of Kahana, Matar Tzatameh, review the Matar Tzatameh. Rav Kahana said that a Mokim Stam, could be mechuyev, at least according to one sheet of Tanoim. He will explain and review it, or will explain, meaning Rav Kahana matas l'tamei. The Braisa says like this, Beisacha, we dash in Beis Chamayuchat l'cha, Prat, l'beis ha-teven, l'beis ha-bakar, beis ha-eitzim, beis ha-eitzreis, Shepturim, min ha-mezuzah, bestam. Min ha-stam, your potter, v'yesh shemechayivin, bestam. In other words, Zaktiv Kahana, there's a machlekes Tanoim, a stam, stable, a stam shed, a stam storehouse, machlekes tanoim of the zechiyah of mezuzah. Now, correct, b'emes homru, if it's a place of lichluch, a place with a bad smell, a place of nakedness, b'es hakizah, b'es habuski, b'es hamechitz, b'es hatfilah, nashmeis is b'en, u'mayna is reichitz, a place where they bathe when they're naked, then p'turin min mezuzah. Frag the Gemara, p'iyachi hayna mechitz, hayna mechitz. If you're telling me a place where the women go to adorn themselves is a place where they bathe, that's the same thing as a Beis HaMechitz. So why, according to you, Rav Kahana, is it necessary for the Braisa to tell me two examples of a Beis HaMechitz? Says Rav Kahana that Ashmin HaMechitz, the Rabbim, Ashmin HaMechitz, the Yachit. The Salgadai, the Ramina, only a Mechitz, the Rabbim, the Nafish Zuamei. I might have thought only a merchit to the rabbim, where there's lots of steam and there's lots of zuma and filth and so on, that would part you from a mezuzah. But maybe a single bath house, which is used by a single person infrequently, maybe that's not as bad, and maybe there is a chiyuv mezuzah, kamash malan. So that is the way Rav Kahana will learn. Again, Rav Kahana is the one who says a stam, beis ha-teven, beis ha-eitzer, could be mechuyev. Rav Yehuda, who says stam is potter, you need to be living there practically in order to be mechuyev in mezuzah, he will metar et ha-tamei, and say pshat like this, ha-chikdani, beis ha-cha, beis ha-miyuchat l'cha, prat, le-beis ha-teven, beis ha-bakar, beis ha-eitzer, beis ha-eitzeris, shepturim in mezuzah, afilu miskashtes, even if the women are going and they're beautifying themselves there, your potter, but yesh mechayvin b'miskashtes. But there is a deya which says if women go in to put their makeup in the shed, in the garage, in the storage room, then there's a chiv. But avada b'stam, give it a go potter. But a stam beis ha-teven, a stam beis ha-itzer, a stam shed, avada, everyone says your potter, because according to me, review that you need to be practically living there. And finally, the Braisa concludes, Be'emes Omru, Be'es HaKizvi, Be'es HaBursiki, Be'es HaMechatz, Be'es HaFila, Avo B'Yishan Hashem Miskashtes Ben Peturin, Min HaMezuzah, Mishim D'Nafesh Zuamei. Mishim D'Nafesh Zuamei. Frank the Gemara will just finish, Ula Rav Yehuda, Stama, Divrei HaKol Potter. You mean to say that a Stam Be'es HaTeven, Be'es HaEitzer is Potter? Vatani B'Sherecha, Echad Shari Batim, Echad Shari Chatzeris, Echad Shari Medinas, Echad Shari Ayareis, Virethes, Velulin, a place where there are chickens or birds, Umatbin, Vaitzris Yan, Vaitzris Shemin, Chayavin, Mumezuzah. So we have these storehouses where it says in the Braisa that you are Mechuyev in it. Yachni Marba Av, Beishach Sajim Repesis, Tamad Lame Rabbayis, Mabayis Miuchad Ladira, Yatsu Elo She'ein Miuchad Ladira. So I'm not going to include these places where a person could not live, insofar as it's open air and it's accessible and people can see and there's no privacy whatsoever. I might think to include those places, Tamalim Rabbayis, Rabbayis Asil Chavid, Afkol Asil Chavid, Yatsay Lashayn Asin Chavid, Yachni Marba Af Harabayis, Valishkis Vazaris, Tamalim Rabbayis, Mabayis Shuchol, Afkol Shuchol, Yatsay Elish and Kodesh, Al Kaponim, you see very clearly that a Beis HaTeven, a Beis HaEitzer, all these places, even though people don't actually live there, there still is a Mechiyev in Mezuzah, Tiyuvta, in which case it's a Tiyuvta on Rav Yehuda. So Bekitza, this last thing was a Machlekes between Rav Kahana and Rav Yehuda. Rav Kahana says, a Stam Beis HaTeven, a Stam Beis HaEitzer, even though people don't live there, the fact that you could live there, you're Mechiyev in Mezuzah, Mechiyev in Mezuzah. And Rabbi says, no, you have to practically be living there, but min hastam, you are potter. We'll speak out a couple of horrors on the last section, which we went through quickly. Yeah.